reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. The Gospel of the Lord. The Pharisees' hardness of heart when it came to healing people on the Sabbath, their coldness and lack of compassion for the suffering, such as this man with a withered hand, their legalistic, punitive, and hypocritical stance in the face of Jesus' pro-life ministry, well, it all brought Jesus to anger and grieving, as this gospel just said. Today, Christianity runs a grave risk of likewise placing our laws and dogmas over and above compassion for those suffering. While attempting to defend the church and our faith, I think we are perilously close to the brink of being the first stone throwers. Sadly, again, in my own opinion, today's Sabbath laws that Catholics most worry about being broken are liturgical norms or sexual morality. All of morality itself, understood to be society's principles and codes of conduct regarding what is right and what is wrong, it has been boiled down by Christians to mean simply sexual morality, or as some say, bedroom morality. When Christians say a person is immoral, everyone immediately understands to mean sexually immoral, as if no other evil behavior has anything to do with Christianity and morality. Sadly, there's precious little Christian outrage over immoral corruption on Wall Street and in the marketplace. One hears almost nothing from the church about the thievery by the banking, insurance, and corporate industries. Is it not also immoral, the very high per capita incarceration and execution of prisoners throughout the world, especially in countries like China and the United States, at the top of the list, thanks to a corrupt judicial system as well? And where is the outrage of the Christian community over the use of migrants like slaves around the world, only to be thrown away and thrown out of country after country? Shall we remain religiously silent as nations continue to build up nuclear bombs and make arms and weapons their top security solution? I'm sorry, but my impression of our church's definition of morality has sadly slipped into nothing more than sexual morality, making morality itself a dirty word, defining all of pro-life as only anti-abortion. And in our efforts to stop sex-addicted societal behavior, you know, there's a great addiction perhaps today with propaganda and pornography, to try to stop that, and as well as the millions of abortions, it seems to me the church has dangerously come to the brink of lacking fuller compassion due to a kind of pharisaical legalism that we promote in the church. Just to take one example of Christian sexual morality against prostitution. Already, our thoughts turn to evil women, prostitutes, when I say the word. Do we not immediately make our sexual morality judgment about these sinners? We know it's wrong, yes, but couldn't we Christians do better to dispel the common myths about prostitution rather than keep throwing more stones? Listen to what we don't know. From the Prostitution Research and Education Organization's study of prostitution around the world, that street prostitution is not the worst type of prostitution out there. So what do we know? That street prostitution and prostitution of men and boys is not different than prostitution of women and girls. That most of those in prostitution do not consent to being in it. That most are not the same as drug addicts. They are not in prostitution because of drug addiction. That prostitution is not qualitatively different than human trafficking and modern slavery. That's what's behind most prostitution. Most prostitutes want out, but cannot get out. And so many other similar examples of immorality that are not just sexual. So Catholics cannot afford to become self-righteous Pharisees like in this gospel, whether about sexual morality or any morality. Because instead of withered hands, Christians will be known for withered souls, our withered minds, our withered cold hearts. How much more valuable is a person than an animal or a written law? That was what Jesus faced with the Sabbath laws. I know this sounds strange for a homily, and I know we want to find the good news in this, but frankly, don't you think it's time for more Christians, more of us, to get angry? Just like Jesus? We're not talking violence, how to misuse or misplace our anger, but why not more anger over that blatant lack of compassion in our own church and in the world? In the face of all the poor, all the suffering, all the victims, and all of them kept there by self-serving, hypocritical, modern Sabbath laws.